This is highlight 23 in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, part of it says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." If we've been brought up in a Christian environment, it's very easy to overlook the fact that our faith is founded on a human sacrifice. So we cheerfully talk about the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. For those who have not got that sort of background, it can be a real stumbling block to them, thinking of Christian faith. Paul recognized that when he said, "We preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles." Even when we think about that verse, we may well concentrate on the crucified bit and not think that this means the death of a human being. In almost all the world, human sacrifice has been rejected from the beginning, even with no necessary connection to Christian or Jewish thought. Once we've accepted the idea of sacrifice, it is not difficult to see meaning in it, as we did in our last highlight from Hebrews. But why sacrifice in the first place? Animal sacrifices come into the Bible very early. Animal death is necessary for God to clothe Adam and Eve in garments of skins in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21. It is probable that Abel's sacrifice was accepted by God and Cain's was rejected because Abel was a herder and brought animal parts as an offering, while Cain was a farmer and brought fruits. And Genesis chapter 4, verses 2 to 5, and in this book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and verse 4. Sacrifice was by no means limited to the nation of Israel. It was commonplace in all the surrounding nations. The crucial difference was that the line of Abraham had a strong and well-defined sense of sin, and that the purpose of sacrifice was to cover that problem. Other people thought of sacrifice basically as an appeasement of capricious gods to try and improve their tempers and get on the right side of them. Biblically, sacrifice was about human shortcomings, whereas most other thinking was about the gods. Sin in the early chapters of the Bible is all about the breaking of relationships, particularly those with God, rather than with any infringement of a law. In a way, nothing much has changed. We still sin because we break relationships with each other or with God. Even the original sin of Adam and Eve was not really about eating of the fruit so much as disobeying God. It was more of a matter of a relationship broken than a wrong action. Penalty for the broken relationship with God was death. Not physical death immediately in the Garden of Eden, but spiritual death, the death of an unblemished relationship with God. The same principle still applies. How could immediate death be averted? Only by a substitute death, that of an animal substituting for the human being. So throughout the Old Testament, animal after animal died to carry the many sins of human beings. Was there any way that continual death could be averted? Only if something or somebody of eternal worth could die in their stead. And so Jesus went voluntarily to his death, so that you and I could be forgiven our sins, particularly our sins of breaking relationship with God. People have sometimes died for other people, like the firefighters who went into the Twin Towers in New York in 2001 to try try to rescue other people. The difference between their action and that of Jesus is that they went in hoping to live, even as they took the enormous risk of going back into the towers. Jesus knew he was going to die. He could have walked away from the squad sent to arrest him, as he did from the lynch mob in Nazareth, Luke chapter 4, 28 to 30, but he did not. He could have used his superior power over Pilate, but he did not. He could have walked away from the terrible scourging and the mocking of the soldiers, but he did not. He could have nailed the execution squad to the cross in his place, but he did not. Jesus, not just man, but also God, died for you and for me, deliberately, a human sacrifice for sin. He did not use his equality with God to his own advantage. He was obedient to death, is what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2. We are forgiven. As a result, worship him.